Good evening.
How are you, Nigel?
Yeah, absolutely happy. I mean, the revolution of 2016 just keeps on rolling. And do you know the most magical bit last night was, as the results were coming in, I was watching the faces of presenters on CNN, Sky, and it looked like, I mean, I think they've been crying, you know. I thought, whee!
I think they had been.
I mean, look, you know, this is like Brexit times two. It really is.
Well, listen, this is the time. Now, we've all been very rude about Trump, and he's been very rude about everybody else, which is fine. But now the public have spoken in America. They may all be rednecks, but there may be some others. But the interesting thing, Nigel, is it's really annoyed those sort of lovies, hasn't it? It's upset the lovies. So I think it's good. I think we can kick political correctness into the long grass, can't we?
Well, Trump has just... I mean, I've been accused of pushing the boundaries a few times in my political career, and I think I probably have, to be honest. But, my God, Trump has taken it to a whole new level.
This is all your fault, though, isn't it? You started this whole thing.
Yeah. Nigel, you've got a lot to answer for.
Yeah, I'm the catalyst. I'm the catalyst for the downfall of the Blairites, the Clintonites, the Bushites, and all these dreadful people who, working hand in glove with Goldman Sachs and everybody else, have made themselves rich and ruined our countries. I couldn't be happier.
So how do we... Listen, it's all very well him getting in and everything else. Now, how do we make... Listen, I'm trying to set up a building company at the moment to build a... How do we make money out of this, Nigel? How do we get some of the money back off the bankers?
Well, that's a very good point. And what we have to do is to genuinely rebalance our economy away from corporatism back to what in the 1980s we used to call capitalism. At the moment, the whole of our economy is run by big banks, big businesses, working with politicians. It's rules, it's regulations. It makes life for the small man and woman really, really hard. Now, one of the things Trump said, if he wanted to help small Americans by reducing the burden of regulation off their backs. I hope he does. And for us in the UK, the opportunity is really clear. That Obama creature said, you know, I mean, loathsome individual who couldn't stand our country, and said, we'd be at the back of the queue, didn't he? I mean, Americans, of course, don't use the word queue, they use the word lines. That was all a complete, you know, Dave and George blooming stitch up. But what was interesting was that Trump said, we'd be at the front of the queue. And just, listeners, bear this in mind. However imperfect Donald Trump may be, and my goodness me, he is, his mother was Scottish, he owns Turnberry, he spends a lot of time in our country, he loves our country, what we stand for, and our culture. And this is a big opportunity for all British business, because we can now do, once we've left that awful EU thing, we can now do our first trade deal with the United States of America. Isn't that great?
I'm told that you're heading off to the US now for a party.
Yes.
For a party.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Right. So can you get...
Yes, I'll be there. Yeah.
Now, you will be meeting Donald Trump.
He's his mate.
Well, hopefully,
Yeah. And you'll be encouraging him to come over to Britain to do some deals for us over here.
I will be encouraging him to make the United Kingdom his number one global priority. Because after all, you know, we are cousins, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, quarrelsome at times.
Yeah.
You know, we fought together in two world wars. We've done a lot of good for the world. And I want him to make us his priorities. I'm now going to become, James, a diplomat. I'm going to go and talk. I got to say, you know, come and schmooze Theresa. Don't touch her, for goodness sake.
Well, listen, if he does, only in an affectionate way. Yeah.
Like pushed it to the Queen.
Yes.
Well, if it comes to it, I could be there as the responsible adult, couldn't I? To make sure everything's okay.
Now, is there a chance, and I have heard this from my many contacts in Parliament, is there a chance that you could become his special advisor to Europe?
I don't know. It's a fantastic idea, isn't it? I mean, on the basis of total chaos and anarchy. I think Trump actually hates the EU even more than I do. So it wouldn't be a bad appointment. But no, listen, it's probably not going to happen, is it? I'm not an American citizen. I did dip my toe into the presidential campaign. I spoke with Trump in Mississippi. I was then absolutely roundly castigated by Hillary Clinton for doing so. And I do think it's important in life to be judged by your enemies. So I was very, very pleased about that. But I think the chances are pretty low. But if I can do anything, James, if I can do anything, you know, knowing Trump and knowing his campaign team, to try and make sure that Britain and America have the right relationship, which will be good for business and good for the world, I will do everything I can to make sure that happens.
So if he was to offer you a job, even though you're not an American, but to offer you a job as an outside advisor to how he could deal with Europe, if he said, listen, Nigel, you're a good... Nigel! If he said that, would you be open to a job with his team?
Well, I'm open-minded towards everything, James, as you well know.
Well, yeah, although let's not talk about that on the radio, though.
Although I'd rather hope to take on the late night slot on talk radio. But anyway, we'll see.
I'll tell you what I'll do. When you get back to this country in the next week or so, come in, I'll give you an audition. Come in and do the show with me, all right?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
He can do it when you're off.
Yeah, well, he can do it with me first. That's how I got. That's how George Galloway got on the radio. Do you remember?
Exactly, man. I'll guide you through it.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go that far. Yeah. But when...
listen, it'll be the blind leading the blind in that case. But no. Look, I tell you what, guys. I mean, just think about it. Brexit and now Trump, and now the wagons roll on to the rest of Europe for all the elections next year. This is a really exciting time. As somebody who's now become a demolition expert, I'm thoroughly enjoying what's going on.
Yes, you've got a lot to answer for, Nigel, in certain cases.
Right,
listen,
right.
But listen, just make sure he knows how to behave if you get him in front of Theresa May.
I will.
Especially if he's behind Theresa May.
Yes.
No. I'll give him a drill on British etiquette.
Yes. There's no full-on lip kissing. It's on the cheeks, tell him.
Yeah.
I will. And he must call her mum at all times. No, don't worry. I'll get it right. Yeah. I'll get it right.
Oh, I just thought he'll meet the Queen as well.
I reckon she'll like Trump.
Wow. I reckon she will too.
He's straight talking like she is.
Well,
even though I'm lost for words, I've got to tell you. But
I tell you what, I bet he gets on with it, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Well, he's a proper chap, isn't he?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Andrew as well.
It's surprising, really, that the Duke of Edinburgh hasn't broken away and run himself for office, isn't it, really?
I tell you what, if he'd been a few years younger, the way things are going in politics at the moment, that's not a silly idea, is it?
Oh, no, he'd have walked it, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So you're in Barcelona at the moment, are you?
I am. I've been at a conference here discussing the future of the Eurozone, which I have to say looks pretty bleak. It's in real trouble. I mean, thank God we didn't join it. And I'll be in the States tomorrow for a few days, and I will report back.
Listen, we'll talk next week. You have a good evening.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Nigel. Bye. Have one for me as well, Nigel Farage, who's in Barcelona. He'll be on the show. We'll get him in next week. That's almost it. We're nearly finished, believe it or not. Yeah, I can't believe that, actually. But.